What's happening? This is the Tap In Podcast. We are live, baby, inside of the Tap In Studio. I got a special guest in the building with me, man. Hey, y'all man. Know him as Rollo the Pimp. What's happening?
Hey,
what's
man.
Happening, baby?
What's going on with you, baby?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Glad
man,
to be here.
Yes. First, I want to thank you, man, for tapping in with us, man.
Man, for shit show.
Yeah.
I had to do this.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, for shit show.
So, you got an album out.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Whisper. Yeah, let's talk about
yeah.
it, man.
Yeah, man. My new project dropped that December the 16th.
Okay.
Right now it's out on all platforms. Whatever your favorite way to listen to music, I'm pretty sure it's on there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Why did you name it The Whole Whisper?
Man, you know, because, man, you know, I just feel like, you know, over the years, man, you know, I started out making music, you know, like I say, my music is for the game, you know what I'm saying? Whatever side you on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be P and home, whatever, you know what I mean? So, you know, just when I first started, you know what I mean? I was keeping it so P that I just felt like that was all who was really going to listen to it. But through the years, you know, I've gained a lot of women fans. Some of them not even in the game, but they gravitate to my music one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it's just like the more I put out music, you know what I'm saying? It's just like I feel like, you know, I'm talking to the women. You know, understand what I'm saying? And I was all, you know, that's my thing anyway. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
But, you know, I just didn't know that my music was going to touch them in that, you know, in that type of way. You dig what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I just felt like the whole Whisper was, you know, it was appropriate. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew they was going to be, you know, a large, you know, audience of it. You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this, man. What came first, pimping or music? Or matter of fact, are you official, like a pimp for real?
I mean, you know.
I used to?
I mean, you know, it's something that I've been around. You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been around it for a minute. You know
what came first, the music or, you know, the
Well, man, I've been having hoes since elementary. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, she might not have been selling, you know what I mean? But yeah, I've been having women, you know what I'm saying, since a kid, you know what I'm saying? Just straight up, you know what I'm saying? I've always had, you know, I was the only boy in my family for a while until my little cousin came up. So I was, you know, it was my grandmother's, my aunties, my sister, you know what I'm saying? But so, you know, they always just took care of me and looked after me. They made sure that, you know, my middle name was Wayne, you know what I'm saying? So they just like, man, make sure Wayne is straight, you know what I'm saying, in every situation. And then I hung out with my uncles a lot, you know what I'm saying, because they would come get me because they didn't want me hanging around the women too much because they didn't want me to pick up women tendencies and things like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like a lot of people say I got an old soul because I was always around my older uncles and, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. So, man, you know, women always been around. I started doing music. I was in a group, Young Hustlers. I don't know if you heard that, know about that, man.
Uh-huh.
But back in the day, we was in a group, Young Hustlers. We was at a record label called Powerhouse. This was like 2000, 2001.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I did the group thing for a little bit. We made a little noise in the city, but it didn't just get to where we thought it was going to get to. So life hit, and when life hit, I was in the streets. You dig what I'm saying? So I separated myself from music completely for about 8 to 10 years, you understand what I'm saying? And so that's how I feel myself. I got in the game, you know. I was already, you know what I'm saying, tapped in, you know what I'm saying, like you would say. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, when life hit, and, you know, that's how I had to actually eat, because, you know, I had visions of being this, you know, big, you know, rapper, big time star and all that old shit. So when that shit didn't happen, you understand what I'm saying, and I was left out here in the street to feed myself. I had a daughter. A new daughter that, you know, somebody tapped me in the club one day and say, hey, man, you know, you got a 2-year-old daughter over there in Oak Cliff. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, crazy story. So all that shit kind of hit me at once. You dig what I'm saying? So I was just like, man, fuck this music. You understand what I'm saying? And, I got in the game, and that's how I made my name in the game. You dig what I'm saying? And so after I had been in this shit for, you know, 7 to 8 years, you know, my people that knew me back in the day that knew I could do music was like, man, you still need to do some music, man. Don't leave that shit alone. You got a talent. So, long story short, one of my pimp buddies turned me on to Bud, because Bud was his cousin. That's my producer and my engineer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so but he was like, man, he heard some of my older music. Like, man, I'm going to tap you in with my kinfolk. And I met Bud, and Bud was recording at a studio on Harry Hines. where I was already at every day.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So I started going to the track, and that's how I got back in the and my first CD was Live from Harry Hines. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that came about. And I ended up getting a studio. Me and Bud got our own studio, Eardrum Studio. And so that's how all that, you know, came about.
So for those that don't know, Harry Hines is the host role in Dallas.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's where it go down at. Okay.
You know, if they listen to my music, they know about that Harry, man.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm from California. I just moved out here 6-7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I'm still learning the lay of the land.
Right, but I
knew from jump, somebody put me on to a while ago, Harry Hines is where you go find, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you go get that thing at, man?
Anything. They got everything on Harry Hines, man. You can get t-shirts, hats, you know, whatever you need. Wholesale
pussy.
Shit, pussy, all that shit. It's wholesale too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
get your ties rotated and some
everything, yeah, straight up.
Harry Hines, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
For real.
Man, okay. So, who first introduced you to, like, getting into the studio? Like, even back when you first started?
That was probably my, one of my good friends, my best friend, Cal. He was already, I met him in, you know, I graduated from Carter. So he was, when I went to Carter, he was already there. And he was like the rapper, you know what I'm saying? And he was just my partner one day, and we was in the cafeteria, and I saw him get on the chair and start rocking that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So I used to tell him all the time, and it was him and another friend of mine, Dub. We all ended up getting in a group. But they was the rappers. I used to tell them niggas, man, Just let me come along. I'm going to be the nigga that roll the blunts for y'all. Whenever you need a blunt, I'm always have one roll. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I was kind of the comedian of the crew. And so they just kind of convinced me, man, you got it. You don't get in the studio and, you know, see your little thing. And my first rap sucked. Dub used to tell me that shit all the time, man, cut that shit out. You know what I'm saying? But then I ended up doing one that was cool. And it was kind of like, once I got their approval, you know, that did something to my confidence. So it just, you know, I just kept coming with it. You know,
how long ago was that? What year was that?
Man, that was probably that was like early 2000.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so from early 2000s and then 2000, you said 2004 is when you got into the group, or when the group was?
No. We got into the group. We started the group like around that same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the early, like 99, 2000, somewhere around there. We was young. We was our
really?
Kids. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was when Juvenile and
all that.
Yeah, all that was popping back then.
In Dallas, it was, you know, Mr. Pookie was jumping. They had the Crook for Life.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the, you know, that was the wave right then.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
So we just kind of slid in. You know, we was from the Cliff, and we had our own little shit, so we kind of, you know, we ain't had no paperwork signed or nothing like that, but we was our own little crew.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So did you always incorporate, like, the macking or the pimping into the lyrics, or you got that after your little eight-year hiatus?
I did, and it's crazy because even, like, I listened to music when I first started, man, and I was kicking a bunch of pimping, and I didn't even have a hold in.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, it was crazy. So that's why I say, you know, that shit just always been, you know, in me, you know what I'm saying, in some type of way, because I got pimp songs going all the way back from when we was, you know, like I say, all the way back then. You know what I'm saying? They never did hit the light because, like I say, we didn't have streaming and shit like that, and, you know, ways to put our own music out. You know what I'm saying? So if the app, you know, if this particular song didn't make the CD, you know, nobody really heard except the people around that, you know, that heard us record it and shit like that. So, but yeah, I got a song called Say Your Ass For Me that I did like in, man, I swear I did that like in 2000.
Really?
Yeah.
Sell Your Ass For Me?
Yeah. That was like one of my first little pimp songs.
Really? Yeah. Man, that's crazy. Because here's what I was just amazed by, where it was like, even in 2000, where you would think pimping is like an old school type of, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Feel. But
absolutely.
I'm like, in 2000s, it's people like still pimping, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the game was alive. You know, the thing about, and you know, I used to meet a lot of girls, and you know, their thing would be like, their perception of pimping was whatever they saw on TV. So they thought that all the females were smoking crack and walking the track. They thought all the pimps wore funny hats with fish tank shoes on. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they didn't get it, they couldn't see it. But nowadays with social media and the way shit is, you know, you can log in and you can probably tap in real pimping and see, you know what I'm saying, everything all the way from A to Z type shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you can see the fake shit all the way to the real shit. And back then, if you wasn't just really in the game, you didn't see it. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think the difference is now. Is, you know, it's just a little more to the forefront. It's a lot more popular.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now than what it was. A lot, you know, like I said, a lot of the, you know, in the 70s, pimping was, you know, it was up there. And then when the 80s came, you know, the drugs took over that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the P's got on that hard. A lot of the females did too. So it just put a dirty look on the game to where they was like, give me some work. I'm selling drugs. This is the thing. You know what I'm saying? And so even when I got in the game, like, you know, in my hood, there wasn't no pimps. Everybody was selling weed and hustling. I was the only one come through there. I used to come through Big T, 4-5 white bitches, and niggas be like, is this for real? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Yes, sir, this is what that is. You know what I'm saying? So over the years now, you go through the cliffs, and it's a million pimps through the old cliff. You know
really?
What I'm saying?
Yeah, you still know. To this day?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it, like I said, it's so popular that, you know, niggas is even, they know about it now to the way they may try it for 6 months to see if they got it, and then they'll tap out, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. But back then, they wasn't even interested in that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I used to have guys that would call me and be like, hey, man, I got this broad over here. We done ran a train. We don't know what to do with it. Bet, I'm on the way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, the call is, hey, man, I got this broad, man. I need some game. Tell me what I need to do with her. I'm trying to Now, instead of giving her to the pimping, now he wants to be the pimp.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know,
yeah.
It's been switched over.
This is one of the questions I had. Can you teach somebody how to be a pimp? Like, because I know from the male perspective, you can train a chick to be like, you know, one of your girls or one of your down girls.
Right.
But can a girl teach a guy how to be a pimp?
No. You know, I got a song, Pimps Are Born, Hoes Are Made. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's like, I've done it with close friends of mine. You know what I'm saying? Because especially when the game was, you know, early. I was early in the game. We was getting money. It was fun. It was exciting. Everything was new. So, of course, I wanted to turn my partners on to it. You know what I'm saying? But this was something that I actually loved. You know what I'm saying? But they didn't love it. But they'll try it because of what I'm saying and the money. And then, you know, who don't like women?
Yeah,
you know what
it
I'm
just
saying?
Look glamorous and shit. Yeah.
But once they get into it and see, you know what I'm saying, the backside of it, you know what I'm saying? Because, like you say, you know, it's sunny, and then the backside, it get dark. You dig what I'm saying? So when it get dark, you know, that's when lets you know if you really got the stomach for this shit. You know what I'm saying? So if that shit really not in you, you know what I'm saying? If you kind of if you're a guy that really attached to females, you know, in a certain type of way, this ain't gonna be for you. Because you have to have a certain type of mentality to deal with a sex worker, you know, a bitch that's doing that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if you got a little, you know, you selling your dope, you got a little chick that's stripping on the side or whatever, you know, a lot of macking going on. That's been going on for years. You know what I'm saying? But pimping, you know what I'm saying? You got hoes to deal with on a daily basis, every day, you got to really have, you got to have a cast iron stomach for this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this shit ain't always grapes and strawberries and shit. Sometimes you got to eat, you know, some bullshit. You know what I mean? So, you know, over the years, I used to try to get my friends to be in the game. Now my advice, I tell a lot of niggas, leave that shit alone. You dig what I'm saying? If it's a nigga that's already in it, I see him doing this thing, I lace him up, whatever, but I ain't turning nobody on to this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wouldn't advise nobody else to. You know what I'm saying? You got to see if it's in them, they going to do it, and, you know.
Yeah. Because I can just imagine, man, that lifestyle is, it gotta be something else, man.
Oh yeah, man.
It gotta be something else. And most people, like working class people, probably just don't even understand even that world, man.
Right, yeah. It's like I say, it's two sides to everything. You know, it's a heads and a tails. You know what I'm saying? And like my old school partner used to tell me, R.I.P. Hammer, he used to tell me, man, sometimes you get chicken, sometimes you get feathers. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So you got to, you know, you got to be able to roll with the punches. You know what I'm saying? Because they definitely coming.
Yeah. what was like a crazy experience that you could share? Like, you was like, man, this shit is.
Man, well, you know, it's so many, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Being in this shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I had an instance to where I was, you know, with a female, and she got jealous of another female that I had, and we was in two different rooms. And long story short, it got to the point to where shit escalated to where I felt like the police and everybody was coming. I didn't have a car at the time. Like I said, I was fresh in the game. I had two young females fucking with me, but I ain't had no transportation. So that was a miss pimp on me, and I'm in this room. You know what I'm saying? Another miss pimp. You understand what I'm saying? But I had two of them, and I was just kind of like going back and forth. But when the shit hit the fan, man, I just realized that I was in a situation that really could have got me. You know, if the police would have pulled up, man, it could have got really, really ugly. Luckily, I had a friend of mine come, and I was able to, you know, get up out of that situation and woo-woo, because, like I say, you know, shit got, it turned up, you know what I'm saying, in that room. I'm talking about to some shit to where I wasn't even thinking about,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, I'm like, whoa, you know what I mean? So it just kind of gave me, from that point on, you know, I started looking at shit in a much, you know, wider perspective, you know what I'm saying? Because at first I was so tunnel vision focused, like, okay, this shit, and you know, I just had to realize, man, shit can get ugly
quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a hurry, you know what I'm saying? And you can be, you know, I had a lot of guys that was up Monday and then the feds Tuesday.
God,
you know what I'm
man.
Saying? So, yeah, you got to be on top of your shit and on, you know,
yeah.
On point.
Yeah. Man, let me tell you, it's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Super Bowl, I forget what year it was, but Super Bowl was in Houston one year. And
I think I was there.
You was there?
I may have been.
Whatever year that was that Janet Jackson pulled her titty, or Justin pulled Janet Jackson's titty.
Oh, no, I wasn't there. I remember that, though.
Yeah. It was that year that Justin Timberlake pulled Janet Jackson's titty out during the Super Bowl. It was in Houston. And it was this girl, and she was like, she wanted to make some money. And I was like, bet, I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of my homeboys that I had went to Prairie View with, they was like, yo, man.
I went to PV.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Man, what's happening, baby? Yeah, that's PV love.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, I went to PV.
Yeah.
Well, I did a year. I didn't go to class, but okay. I was there.
So, man, when I was at my homeboys from PV, they was like, they wanted, he had some kinfolk that come in town,
mm-hmm.
and they was looking for some chicks. They had went to the club. They struck out at the club.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I got this girl, man. We took her to the hotel. They did whatever they did. They paid us. And then we left the room. Me and the girl in the parking lot arguing over the money. We in the parking lot arguing over the money.
See that?
I was like, man, fucking take it, man. I just left. I was like,
this
shit ain't for me, man. This shit ain't for me.
That part, like I say, man, it's easy. Sometimes it's easy. You know, to get a chick to the money. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, all that shit sounds exciting. I'm going to take you here. We're going to get the money, yada, yada. But if she don't know what to do with the money once she get it, then that's another issue. You understand what I'm saying? That's where the ism come in. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, to try to, you know, avoid situations like that. Like I say, you know, I got a cat. One of his sayings is, you know, the best way to avoid altercations is to have an outstanding understanding. That way you don't never have a misunderstanding. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to let her know exactly what's going on with before she getting in there, once she get in there, and after she get out of there. You dig what I'm saying? And then that way, you know, if she already know, okay, well, when I get the money, I got to give it to him. If she know that when she go in there, then you ain't going to have no issues. But if you don't say nothing until she got it, then, yeah.
It's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem for sure.
Me and that girl in the parking lot arguing this hotel parking lot. I said, no. You supposed to get 30%.
Yeah,
I keep the rest. Yeah, she was like, nigga, no.
Yeah, no. I done went ahead and did this and did that.
Yeah.
I heard that before.
Man, so I heard this guy, he's some pimp. He's on the, his name is Sharp. He's on the, you heard of Sharp?
Yeah, I've heard of him. We haven't met, but I've heard of him.
You heard of him? Mm-hmm. So he was saying that OnlyFans is fucking up pimping. Do you agree or disagree?
Like I say, it's kind of like the back door to the game. You know, before females kind of had to go a certain direction to jump in it. You know what I'm saying? And now the internet, you know, and that for the guys too, is kind of a back door to kind of let them sneak in. Now I don't have to go through these channels and, you know, the way it's been set up, you know, for years. I can kind of sneak in through the back door, make my own little money. I ain't got to pay, you know, him or her, you know, woo, 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 and I can keep my money. So it's hard for, but I still feel like, you know, game is game. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, women still gonna follow good game. You know what I'm saying? It's just now that it's an easier way for, like I say, for women that some of them get in it. They don't really like the game, but they like the money. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So women that like the game, they usually gonna be with some ism. You know what I'm saying? Because they know, you know, this is how, you know, we gonna build something and we gonna grow and we gonna make something happen. You know. Those type of females just trying to get a quick buck, rinse due tomorrow type shit. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
They know, okay, well, I can get out here. You know what I'm saying? And it used to be, you still have females like that back in the day, but they would have to sneak on the track and get down. You know what I'm saying? Which was a lot harder because we there and we wouldn't letting them come around and get money because, you know, you taking money out of, you know, our mouths. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot, we could control it. You know what I'm saying? Now it's you know, you can't control some of it because, like I say, you know, with Backpage and, you know,
Backpage,
Craigslist and all that, you know, all they gotta do is log in, put an ad up, go sit in a hotel room and, you know, make money. But not, and they'll think that that's the game, not knowing that it's plenty other levels to this shit. You dig what I'm saying? They just feel like, you know, well, I done made it to the first floor, I'm in the building, I'm here. They not even interested in getting all the way to the top. Long as they in the building, that's, you
they
know,
good.
They good. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, the ones that really want to get to the top, those are the ones that, you know, understand the game and understand what, you know, the proper procedures. And, you know, they usually want a man and somebody that they can, you know, confide in and build with. You dig what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Some of them don't want that. They just want
a quick dollar. And I'm gonna play devil's advocate, right?
Yeah.
What is the importance of having a pimp?
I mean, for a lot of women, they don't know what to do with the money once they get it. And a lot of times, they don't realize that until they start getting money. You know what I'm saying? And then 5 years, they realize, man, I done made a lot of money and still don't have shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can, right now, you know, and you know, it's a lot different now, but, you know, it's hard to find a female that's in the game that got 20K saved up.
Mm.
I know several pimps that got 100,000 saved up right now, I can call.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like the pimp not even doing the work. We getting the money, you know, afterwards. You dig what I'm saying? She going in, the money touch her hand first. You dig what I'm saying? So why would she need a pimp? She can get the money and ooh. So how would pimping even last through all these years? You dig what I'm saying? It's, you know, protection part of it is too. It's part of it too. You dig what I'm saying? But I feel like that's like a small part of it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the game. Because once you give her some game, then she know how to protect herself. She can, you know, she can sense bullshit and know to stay away from this. Don't go down no dark alleys. Don't woo. Don't get in no car with three Mexicans. You know, they know that type of shit. But it's once you get the money, and a lot of them don't want to be. Who wants to be by themselves? Mm. And it's, you know, once you jump in this game, your average nigga that work at Albertsons or at, you know, wherever, he don't want a hoe for his girlfriend. He don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So who is a hoe going to have, you know, when she, you know what I'm saying, when she come home too? You dig what I'm saying? You can hang with them chicken head bitches, but that's only going to last for so long till they get into it. You dig what I'm saying? So they still want a man. You dig what I'm saying? So that's, you know, a female want a man, that's going to always be. You know, something, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, now, you know, the way it's set up, you know, females, it's a lot more easier for them to be independent and by themselves. But hoes still have pimps because, like I say, you know, bitches, you know, they want to be with a man. You know what I'm saying? You just have to find, make sure you with a good one, make sure you got a plan, and make sure you taking care of your paper and got your best interest in at hand. And then that's how that shit works. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's, you know, it's so much shit. You know, everybody got ultimatums, you know what I'm saying? She getting with him because he can get her titties done. He can put her in the car. And you know what I'm saying? And then you got niggas that's getting her because he don't really like her, but he know what, you know what I mean? So, you know, in those situations, I feel like it's always going to be some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But when the intentions are pure and, you know, both people want, you know, both parties want to get together and have something and get it, you know, it works. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, the game going to always, I feel like it's going to, real game going to always be there. You know what I'm saying? But now it's just a lot more watered down. You got to, you know, you got to fish through a lot of more frosted flakes before you get to the prize. You know what I'm saying? But the prize is still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, still there.
Just going to take a little bit more digging.
Right, exactly.
How do you know if a girl is ready to, like, get in the game? Like, because I imagine most of the girls who even want to do this kind of, either have a troubled background, been raped, been molested, been through some shit, you know what I'm saying? And for me, that just, in the beginning, that would just sense like, oh yeah, this girl gonna be a lot of trouble because she already
damaged.
How do you know whether it's a good girl to either bring in a game or if it's a girl like she gonna be a bunch of headaches?
It's kind of hard to tell. Sometimes you can't tell till she get in the jam. And then, you know, if she stand up, you know, you got one that's, you know, you got to stand up individual. If she fold, you know what I'm saying? And that's how you know. And that's why it's a lot of guys that found out the hard way. They in penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? And they thought they had something solid. And then it turned out it wasn't nothing but a bag of, you know, a Ziploc bag of water. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
shit wasn't solid at all. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, after being in the game for a certain amount of time, you start learning tendencies of the good ones because you're going to go through your good ones and you're going to go through your bad ones. You know what I'm saying? So, I've had girls that had trouble past and been touched on and and they were solid, good people. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's just all about how they was raised. Because I've had girls that come from good families. Don't really, when you look at their background, you're like, why are you in this game? You know, your mom is doing good. Your dad owns this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your whole family got money. Like, what are you doing this for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, some of them been good. Some of them been, you know, rotten to the core too. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know, how they was raised, you know what I mean? A lot of people raised off love, a lot of people raised off the struggle. You know what I'm saying? So you can have people that was poor still raised off of love. You know what I'm saying? And those tend to be good people, you know, once they become adults. You know what I'm saying? If they been around a bunch of fuck shit, their family got a bunch of rotten motherfuckers in it, that's all they saw coming up, that's probably who they gonna be, you know what I'm saying, when they become adults. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to tell. It's more like an experience thing. You kind of have to go through a few of them. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
It's like, I done had guys say, man, I ain't never had a bitch to, I keep pimping. You ain't been pimping long enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, on both sides, I done had every bitch I had been riding to the core, and keep pimping, change the circle. You know what I'm saying? Could look at wherever you getting them from, go to the other side of town. You know what I'm saying? Or something like that. But.
Yeah,
you just got to, you know, experience to teach you like a motherfucker. So you gonna, you know, once you bump your head enough, you know, you'll realize, man, hey, man, she doing the same shit that this last one was doing. That's a sign. Let me get on. Yeah, I don't even want to fuck with that. And that's why the interview part of it is important too, because every female don't fit your situation. Even though she may be horny and you pimping, she just might not be for your program. So that's why you kind of got to talk to her. You have that sit down. And you kind of try to see where they head at through the conversation before you even exchange $1. Because I don't even want to take no money from you if I know you're going to come in my, you know, situation and fucking shit up. So let me talk to you and see what's going on. Let's meet up, have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? And then from that conversation, you kind of judge, yeah, I'm going to fuck with her. Nah, I'm going to leave her alone. You know what I'm saying? So that part of it is too. You know what I'm saying? Just because she called and said, hey, I got some money. Like, yeah, come on, I'm picking you up. Yeah. No, don't do that. You better be careful because you might be bringing in a headache.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man, I had one of my, this was back when I was in L.A. where it was a dude that was a pimp. He had his girls working in the strip club and getting money there. And I'm only guessing is that his mindset was they can work at the strip club, do their pimping, and they can get some dudes to come out there. Because most of the dudes that go to strip clubs really be spending some money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And if they want some extra attention outside of the strip club, then that's just extra money for the pimp.
Right.
And I'm like, that sounds like a good business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's cool. It's pros and cons to that. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, if you know what you're doing and the female is focused, you know, it definitely can work. I know a lot of guys. I know a couple of millionaires that
put their girls in the strip clubs first.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes, sir. And see, you know, now, like I say, the game has changed. When I first got in the game, you know, the guys that kind of turned me, gave me game and turned me on. You know, understand what I'm saying? That way of wasn't really pimping. You know, they just felt like, you know, the concrete was where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Harry Hines, that's, you know, if you want to be considered some pimping, that's where you're going to be at. You know, those guys, you know, they getting money, but they not really pimping. You know what I'm saying? And that's how my mentality was. You know what I'm saying? But through the years of being in this shit, I learned that, you know, it's you know, that's just another level to it. You know what I'm saying? I can't say that those guys ain't no pimping. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't, you know, doing exactly what I'm doing. It's a lot of teams in the NFL, don't none of them run the same offense. Mm-hmm. Nobody play the same defense. But long as you abide by the rules of the game, everybody got the same rules and guidelines to abide by, then it's in play. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, and like I say, you know, as long as a nigga spirit, as long as a nigga, you know, heart is in the right place, there ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? And right now, shit, the way the shit is, it's a lot safer. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot more money, you know, sometimes because, you know, rich white man ain't necessarily, they don't want to risk getting caught riding down some of these streets and getting pulled over, and they making all these laws, and some of these laws now are targeting the trick. They not even targeting the hoe no more. They trying to target the trick to keep them from coming because they feel like if we run off all the tricks, won't be no hoes. Which is retarded. Long as them hoes are there, them tricks is coming. That's what they don't know. But that's what, you know, a lot of laws that they doing now is, you know, trying to keep the tricks away. You understand what I'm saying? So a trick would be like, instead of taking all that risk and chance of going out there and getting my car and get, woo, some of them got wives and shit like that, I'll sit at the house. I'll pick up my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Go to www.iwantsomepussy.com. Boop, she'll be here in 30 minutes, like a pizza. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, or I can go to a strip club.
Yeah.
And go in there and do my thing real discreetly. You know, tip, hey, you know, champagne room. You know, it's been going down in the champagne room for years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
God dang. So, you ever had you ever had one of your girls taken from you?
What, some personal shit?
Like, no, like from to another pimp.
Oh, yeah, for shit, so. Early in the game, really, you know, that's called being knocked. First time I got knocked, that's really what, you know, I felt like I was in this shit, but didn't nobody really know me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And when I got knocked, I feel like, yeah. You know, even at first I was sad, like, damn, my piss gone. But then I was like, yeah, he took the time out to call me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm right over
the
piano.
Oh, he called you? So what's the procedure? Like, he called you and be like, yo.
Yeah. Because you're going to be, of course, you know, you may have, however your program is, you know, after a certain time, if you don't hear from your woman, you're going to be looking for her. You dig what I'm saying? So when that time came and I got to call and no answer, you know, somebody's going to eventually let you know. And so the knocking is just so, you know, she may get with this guy and he may put her back down in the same spot that you used to work. So if I come back out there tomorrow and I see my bitch out there, because in my mind, that's my bitch, and you out there working, I'm finna go and, you know, woo. But if I've gotten that call from this guy and let me know that, hey, man, she ain't over there no more. She coming to fuck with, you know, such and such. You dig what I'm saying? And so once, you know, that just lets me know, oh, okay, I've been served, I've been knocked. So if I see her, you know, I can sweat her, like, hey, you need to come on back home, you know, but I can't take nothing. I can't touch her. I got to respect because I've already got that call. I've been knocked. I've been served. I've got my papers. You know what I'm saying? For so that's how, yeah, that serve, that night, you know, that call, that's kind of, you know, it's two-way street. You know, you want to be the man giving the call.
Yeah,
you never want to hear it, you know, early in the morning. When your female is missing and you get that unknown number early in the morning, yeah, he probably finna tell you where she at. You know what I'm saying?
So once ain't, you no, ain't no compensation, like?
Nah.
What?
Nah, hopefully you done saved your money. Because if she left and you was broke and you was depending on whatever she was supposed to come home with that night to take care of your business, you done fucked up. That's experience. The next time you get one, and that's a teacher, too, to let you know, man, maybe this ain't for me, or maybe this is. Because that's going to either make you or break it. You're going to say, man, I don't want to do this shit no more. Or you're going to say, man, I'm finna get me another one, and I'm going to do it better this time. You dig what I'm saying? And the next time, you know, and, you know, they come to pay not to stay. So they're not going to be around. You're going to get knocked. That's part of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you don't have the heart for that, then this probably not for you. You understand what I'm saying? If you really going to, you know, you and that female are together and she been with you for 30 days and you start being attached emotionally and all that old shit, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard when you get that phone call. Because now it ain't just about the money. Your heart is with this bitch, too. You know what I'm saying? But her heart wasn't with you. You dig what I'm saying? So
yeah.
When she leaves, it's gonna cut like a knife. You understand what I'm saying? So if you can't, you know, if you can't pass that up and get, you know,
get back out there.
Yeah, that'll let you know that this ain't for you. And I know a lot of guys, they real good guys when they got women, but when they ain't got no woman, them niggas is horrible to hang around. Them niggas is mean. They bitter. They don't, you know, they upset because you still got your hoes and they ain't got theirs. And so, you know, that's why I be like, man, you know.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I'll be like, yo, you can have a bitch, but I need some conversation for that. I need some conversation. There's going to be some repercussions around here.
Nah, man, you got to have a heart for it, man. The only time I've seen shit like that is if she's left and stolen something. Like if she's left and took your jewelry. She's left with your car. You know, she got out and the car's in your name and and she left with it. You know, a pimp going to return all your belongings to you. He ain't going to give you no money. Yeah, the money is mine. You understand what I'm saying? But everything she took from you, you know, me, every real P that I know, they're going to make sure you get your belongings back. You know what I'm saying? With them thieves, that's how it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? She chose up with the bankroll. I don't even want no another P personal belongings. I don't want the jewelry. I don't want the watch. I don't want the car. I don't want nothing. Now, if the car's in her name, yeah, the car coming with me. Mm-hmm. Sorry, sir. Hope you don't put them, you know, hope the car and the house ain't in her name because you're getting knocked for all that. Yeah, and it's done. I done seen that. I done seen niggas lose houses and cars and been on the phone crying because he was like, man, that's my pimp car. Like, yeah, but it's in her name. And she gone. She with me. So everything that belonged to her belonged to me now. So that 745, yeah, that's mine. Sorry.
Yeah.
If you can show me paperwork with your name anywhere on here, I will return your vehicle, sir. Other than that, yeah, this belonged to me. Oh, in the house? Oh, yeah, that's, you know. Yeah, that's mine too. Sorry, sir. Next time when you do it, I bet you do it a little different.
God damn. Yeah. Pimping a cold game, man.
Yeah, it's a motherfucker.
It's a cold game.
Yeah, it's a motherfucker for shit show. Game, it's a sunny side and a dark side. Man.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Man. So let's get back to music, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your, like, musical influences that you listen to but, like, I want to pattern my style off this, or do you even pattern your style after anybody?
I don't, you know, now I've been doing music so long, I kind of feel like I got my own way. You know, I grew up, of course, UGK, Pimp C, you know what I'm saying?
I figured that, yeah.
Snoop, you know what I'm saying? Scarface, that was always in my tape deck. Those three stayed in my tape deck, you know what I'm saying? You know, coming up, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was a big A-Ball MJG fan. More MJG, you know what I'm saying?
Because which one is MJG? That's the big one or the skinny one?
The skinny one. Okay. A-Ball is the big one.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A-Ball was hard. I just felt like MJG was the, you know, A-Ball was the more popular one. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew him. I'm like, man, MJG is kicking that shit over there. You know what I'm saying? And when you listen to it, he was always kicking Pimpin' back then too. You know what I'm saying? But MJG was the one, you know, one of my guys. Project Pat is somebody that's like one of my favorite rappers. I tell everybody that shit, niggas be like, Pat? I be like, niggas, Pat is in my top five rappers of all time.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that's my nigga. Man, I grew up, yeah, that Gorilla Pimpin, man, that changed my life, man.
Yeah,
that was my shit. So, you know, and I still, you know, I listen to, you know, to this day, I you know, I like a lot of the young guys, you know what I'm saying, that's coming up. It's a lot of them, you know, the little baby grew on me. I can't lie. At first, you know, I didn't see what the hype was about, but yeah, he, you know, he did that. When I heard that shit he did with J. Cole, I was like, yeah.
What he did with
which one? On J. Cole's last album, it was, I forget the name of the joint, but the baby went off on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think that he could even do a record with a J. Cole type of cat. I thought thought he was straight street and woo, got on that motherfucker, ate that motherfucker up. So it changed my whole perspective and perception of, you know what I'm saying, him as an artist, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's a lot of guys I still rock with, but I'm gonna have that old school shit going on in my shit.
It's a lot of new dudes that I'm just coming around to, cause I know Roddy Ricch.
Mm-hmm.
I seen him on a YouTube video doing something with a guitar, and I was like, he was hard.
Right.
But I never seen him being this big star like he is now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The consistency, I think he just kept coming with good records, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like he got a good circle of people around him, you know what I'm saying? Because that's important too, you know what I'm saying? If you got people around you and they all focused on making sure that your shit is successful, if you producing good music, it usually works, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I ain't really heard too much from him that was whack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not a big fan. I don't listen to the music a lot. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a lot of his category in my playlist, but you know, I'm very I know he's a good artist. I know he could make good music and shit like that. So.
Yeah. And here's what I noticed, cuz I went on YouTube and researched you, mm-hmm. and I seen a lot of your videos.
Yeah.
A lot of your videos you wearing suits,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And that's, I'm guessing that's from the pimp side of you, right?
Right.
Do you think that the young audience will gravitate towards you with you wearing the suits and having that pimp era or that pimp persona on you?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, I look at, you know, like I say, Lil Babies and, you know, the Gunners and some of these niggas, you know, now they starting to, you know, put on their little suit jackets, and you know, they trying to, you know, step their swag up a little bit, you know, understand what I'm saying? So it's just all about how you do it, you know what I'm saying? You know, you get out there with the big old suits, you know, with the big funny looking shit, then yeah, you know, niggas gonna roast you, you know what I'm saying? But you get out there with some, you know, fly shit, it's cutting up, it's custom, it's buttoned up, everything looking good, then of course, you know, that, you know, looking fly, that being sharp, that ain't gonna never die.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, it's just designer is in play now, so you don't have to. You know, back then, all pimps didn't, you know, to show a bitch that he had money, he put that suit on. You know what I'm saying? Because that was the most expensive, you know, to put on an Italian silk suit, this motherfucker $5,000. You know what I'm saying? My Gators, you know, them hold $2,000-$3,000. You know what I'm saying? So that was money. You know what I'm saying? But now you can go and buy your Dior sweater for $7,000-$8,000. And you can buy you some Dior boots for two, you know, same shit. So, mm-hmm. you know, now designers in place. So it's just all about, I feel like, what era you come out in. When I came up, you know, I came kind of like the last of, you know, that era. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when we got fly, when you come to the track, you suited and booted. You know what I'm saying? Now a lot of these youngsters, they come to the track, they fly, they getting money. They may not be suited and booted, but you know, they still got big money shit on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, it's just different.
Yeah. The are you familiar with this chick? She's been online just talking about how she's just been getting all this money from niggas. A chick named Blue Jasmine. Are you familiar with Blue Jasmine?
I haven't seen an interview though.
So she's been talking about how she's been getting all this money from niggas, how she don't sleep with them, she don't mess with them, she just
finessing.
Yeah, she just pretty much finessing dudes.
Yeah.
And she's been known on the internet, and it's another chick. Damn, she got pregnant by the Brittany Renner.
Brittany Renner. Yeah. I know her. I've never met her, but I definitely know who you're talking about. With her.
What do you think about how they going about their business? What's your opinion on that?
Me, you know, it don't affect me at all. So, you know, to be honest with you, man, if your finessing is working, more power to you. I feel sorry for the niggas that's getting finessed. I don't see how you meet a chick and you know what she about, and then you still fall for the okie doke. If that shit happened, then you a sucker, and suckers get licked. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, and niggas is suckers. You know what I'm saying? Niggas will talk all that, yeah, that pussy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So niggas will, they'll disregard all the red flags. They'll jump over all the hurdles and all of that bullshit to try to get to the pussy. And then a lot of times they never even get to it. You know what I'm saying? Scamming is real. That's just another
way of scamming.
Just another way of scamming. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like that's dangerous for them.
It is. It is because, like I say, we've had a couple girls that end up getting killed and stuff like that. Like, especially this past year, I know it was a female outside of Houston. There's another chick around here, too. And that's where I feel like that's where the man comes in. Because, if you had somebody that was really in your corner, some real good ism that could have instructed you and then told you, the red flags that you didn't see, he might have would have been the one to tell you, hey man, he doing such and such, you might not want to, don't fuck, you know, woo. And when you don't have that, you kind of drive straight into, you know, and bump, sometimes that, you know, bumping your head could be, you know, that could be the end of it, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't get to bump their head and recover and make it right. Sometimes that first bump of the head can be penitentiary. That first bump of the head can be death. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to be smart and, you know, but, you know, hopefully they, you know what they're doing and got people around them to keep them, you know, keep them safe. But, you know, I just feel like playing on people, man, that's just, you know, that's kind of like jackboys to me, like jackboy shit. Like, it's hard to make a career off of that because you got to keep going back in the, you know what I'm saying, doing that shit over and over again. So, but, you know, they see it. The Brittany bitch, she's famous for that. So,
yeah,
and she, long as she fine and pretty, I feel like it's still gonna work. Cause the niggas gonna, yeah, them suckers gonna fall for it.
Yeah,
I
guess the dudes who ain't used to having the a good looking woman.
Oh, them the ones.
Yeah, them,
them like the one. Them niggas didn't ever have no bitches in high school.
Yeah,
yeah, they was, you know, they been fucking on the ugly chick, whoever, you know, they can.
Yeah,
they never got the girl that they wanted. They was just getting whoever they can, you know, the scrapes. Yeah, them the ones that fall for the sucker shit every time. You know what I'm saying? That's and even in the game, like, that's how I can tell, you know, niggas that's really, you know, with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once you get in the shit, I used to tell niggas all the time, I remember it was a point where strippers wouldn't even talk to me. You know what I'm saying? It was hard for me to get, you know, even, you know, just to try to have a conversation.
Because they
were
scared of what.
This is before I even really start having shit. You understand what I'm saying? I was a little bitty guy, probably looking dusty, didn't have no money. You understand what I'm saying? Woo, trying to get their attention. They like, you know what I mean? Whatever. You understand what I'm saying? Fast forward, I'm in the game, got hoes, getting money, looking good, shiny, popped up. Now, all these same motherfuckers that weren't looking my way, now they trying to give me pussy. They throwing it at me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm some pimping now. You understand what I'm saying? So now it's like, I'm not even on that. You understand what I'm saying? But if you don't have that discipline, you understand what I'm saying? It's easy for you, now that you got the money and now that them same girls that you didn't have, now that they want you, you know, that'll have you caught up. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, niggas still got to be on top of his shit, you know what I mean? Realize that, you know, yeah, that ain't what that is and that's not what I'm trying to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a mentality thing. Like I say, a lot of them niggas be suckers from, you know,
back in the day.
Yeah, from back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
God damn. I wish I had the heart for pimping. I wish I did.
Man, it's not for everybody, man.
Man, I wish I had the heart.
Yeah.
Just too many emotions and personalities to have to manage.
Yeah. That's the, you know, that's, like I say, that's kind of the dark side. You know what I'm saying? You know, I had a guy, I know guys that's got 17, 20 bitches. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. I've never had that many bitches. I got to the point where I had 8 bitches. And man, I wanted to take this phone and throw that motherfucker as far as I could get it. Man, because you dealing with so many, you know, one calling me, she's ecstatic. Hey, daddy, I'm having a great day. Wonderful. Woo. Okay, bet. Yeah, yeah. And then hang up the phone. Another one. Man, this bitch been wearing my makeup and wearing my drawers. I'm sick of this hoe. I'm blah, blah, blah. Okay, you got to deal with that. Hang up the phone. And another one calling. Man, my mom needs son and sus. My brother needs. Woo. Okay, bet. I'm talking about back to back to back. You be like, man, fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, that shit is. I like to keep, you know, give me a nice low number of motherfuckers that smash. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm cool. I don't know how them guys deal with 20 motherfuckers.
But
you know, some niggas, you know, I know a lot of guys, they move like that. You understand what I'm saying? They're very successful.
And you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. But what's the most money you ever made in a night from all your chicks?
I made a 10-piece.
What's a 10-piece?
10 bands.
Okay.
You know, that was off one female at the time that I had. You know what I mean? So, you know, the numbers have been.
That's a nice night.
Yeah, it's a wonderful night. You know what I'm saying?
It's a nice night.
And it's been, you know, I've had some good nights. I had some good nights, man.
You think you'll ever get away from that lifestyle and just go strictly music? Or is it just something that's you can't even control at this point? It's just once chicks be like, look, Rallo, I'll make you the money. Just, you know, take me.
I mean, you know, it's just like I say, every situation ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? But if it's a chick, no matter what part, where I'm at and what I got going on in my life, if that situation fits what I got going on, then, you know, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm doing too much, because some chicks need a babysitter. They need a guy that's constantly there around. If they don't see that guy every day, then they don't feel, you know, whole or some shit. I don't know. But if that's the type of guy you want, I'm not the guy for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I got shit going on. You understand what I'm saying? But if what I got going on meets what you got going on and we can make it work, then yeah, it makes sense. I'm not finna force shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna put my, because that's why I feel like you end up in a situation where you don't want to be in. You understand what I'm saying? So I just try to make sure that, you know, it makes sense. You know,
you don't think you have to choose, like with street dudes, where they got to choose either I'm going to be in the streets or I'm going to be in the music? You don't feel like?
I feel like at one point, you know, you got to, it's all about balance. If you can balance both, you know what I'm saying? Then, because I know it's plenty of rappers that's been doing both for years, regardless of what they may say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They still doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? And they very successful in both. You know what I'm saying? You just got to know your circles and know what to stay away from and what to run to. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you get to a point to where, you know, this is making, you know, so much money and it's so lucrative, then, I would definitely turn, you know, if that's what you want to do, then, yeah, you should turn your back on it and do what you love. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I tell God, man, do what you love. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, if you in the game and that's what you love, then, you know, just be smart.
Yeah.
Because, you know, rapping about shit that you, that shit get you caught up. You dig what I'm saying? So niggas just have to be smart about it. You know what I'm saying? So me, I'm doing music, man.
He doing music 100%.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I ain't in, you know. Yeah. I'm out the way, man, you know.
Yeah. Who would, if collaborations, who would, like, yo be, like, man, I would love to work with this artist?
Right now, I just told a guy the other night, man, I would love to do something with Anderson .Paak.
Really? On some Silk Sonic type shit.
Yeah, you know.
Really?
And like I say, I wouldn't necessarily do that, but it would definitely be some fly shit.
You know Anderson .Paak, that's a new one.
Yeah, that's, you know, yeah. You know, it's a lot of rappers that I fuck with, man, but I like collabing with a lot of R&B singers. It's, you know, I still want to work with D'Angelo.
Really?
I feel like me and D'Angelo would make some bad shit. You know what I'm saying? Very pimpish. You know what like I'm saying?
I think that is very doable too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's just a couple, you know, just off the top. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Project Pat. You know,
yeah,
that's my nigga.
Yeah, first to, Pat. Yeah.
I gotta
Pat, tap in, man.
Yeah, man.
Tap in with your boy Rollo, man.
Man, I would love to do something with him, man. That'd be like a dream come true. A lot of, like I say, you know, a lot of my favorite rappers, a couple of them are dead, you know, Pac, PMC, you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? Snoop is still high up there. I would love to do something with Snoop, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, all of those are like probably like a phone call away. You know what I'm saying? Just know the right person.
Right.
Those are phone calls away.
And you know
away.
What's crazy? I'll be in L.A. for the Super Bowl. You know, we're doing the Players Ball.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So you know, I'll be out there. So hopefully, you know.
You know that you know Don Juan?
We met. Yeah, we not, you know, good buddies or nothing like that, but yeah, we definitely met, you know what I mean?
I'm almost certain you run into Don Juan.
Yeah.
You can easily get a feature from Snoop.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? Especially you out there watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's going down. It's going down.
God damn.
And I can't forget about my guy Sugar Free, man. That's, you know, I came up on Sugar Free as a you know, that's definitely, he's definitely up there in my,
listen,
wanting to work with, somebody I've been wanting to work with for a real long time too.
Sugar Free was my high school, my senior year high school theme music, man.
The first one?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
I'd rather give you my bitch tonight.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Man.
And the first song, I think, my guy Kyle that I told you, he turned me on to Sugar Free, man, and it wasn't even Give Me My Bitch. It was another one off that album. I can't think of the name of the song.
Listen, man.
I think it may have been On My Way. That's what it was.
On My Way.
Yeah. That's the first Sugar Free song I ever heard.
Really?
And, man, I was hooked. And when I got into the album, that's when I heard Give Me My Bitch and, you know, all that other shit. So, yeah, he been, and like I say, for so long, he was the only one that was really kicking and pimping. You know what I'm saying? You know, Pimp C, you know, he did his pimping, but, you know, Pimp C did, you know, he was Pimp C. And, you know, same with Short. I never looked at Short as, like, he was somebody that, he was always, like, my favorite Mac. I never looked at him, like, really pimping. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? I had I had sense enough to know that, you know, he's really a rapper. You understand what I'm saying? But when I heard Free, I was like, Free is some pimping that just around rappers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Sugar Free is my nigga, man.
Yes, sir.
Sugar Free is the boy. I'm telling you, my senior year in high school, that was the shit. Everybody was singing that Sugar Free, man.
Yeah. Want to give me my bitch?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Goddamn Sugar Free.
Yeah, that's my guy, man.
Man. So, right now, we just pushing the whole Whisper album, right?
Right. I got right now I'm pushing Ho Whisper. I got another album I dropped earlier this year, Sunday Driver. Me and BUD, my producer, you know, he rap too. You know, that nigga do everything. That's
okay.
My engineer, he producer, nigga rap, everything. So we put out our second project, Sunday Driver. We did that at the top of last year.
Okay.
I did another album with a cat out of Milwaukee named Cray. Dope as fuck. We did a CD together called Mashing Music, and I dropped that at the beginning of the year as well. So I have, you know, all three of those albums that came out in 2021.
Mm.
And so I got, you know, I got one that I'm really want to drop in February. I'm halfway through with it. It's probably like a little EP that I'm probably going to drop February, March. Me and Silk is working on a combo project. Me and my other friend of mine, Meezy Mac, we got a project that's coming up, so I got a lot of shit that's coming up this year too.
Okay. Yeah, and people could find it on all platforms,
yes,
all
sir.
DSPs?
Yeah, it's gonna be on everything. And now I'm even in the is it Core Links, I think?
TuneCore?
No. When you in the penitentiary, the way they listen to music.
It might be Core Links.
It's Core Links.
Yeah.
And, it's another one, but I'm on there too now.
Really?
Yeah, because at first I wasn't, and I had guys that used to hit me and be like, man, we can't find your music, we can't get your music unless they got a phone snuck in and they, you know what I mean, woo. So, I've been trying to get on that for the last few years, and I dropped Ho Whisper, so it's on literally everywhere. You did what
man.
So even if you're behind the walls, man, you can get you some of this good ism.
That's what's up, man. What
I'm saying? So I'm gonna go back and put all my albums, make it available over there too. You know what I mean? So yeah. I got a mini movie too that I wrote last year. Me and my guy Snaps.
What's it called?
We don't have really. I'm probably gonna name it Highway Ism. That's one of the songs that I got that was real popular off my Endangered Species album, and I did a video to it where I did kind of like the whole we did the Mac thing. I had the afro on. I don't know if you've seen it, and it's kind of like where that video ended is where the movie is gonna start. You know what I'm saying? Me and another guy, you know, I got into another pimp. We ended up having a shootout in an alley. He killed one of my hoes. And all kind of shit. All that's on the video. So when the movie starts, it's kind of going to pick up from there.
So what's the name of the album? What's the name of the song?
Name of the song is Highwayism.
Highwayism. Mm-hmm. And then the movie starts.
When that video ends.
That's dope.
So the name of the movie is going to be called Highwayism as well.
That's dope, man. How long is the movie?
Probably like 45, 50 minutes.
Okay. So it's a little mini movie.
Right. Almost an hour, not quite.
Where can people find it?
Like I say, it's not out yet. Oh, okay. That's something that I'm gonna have out midsummer. It'll be out, you know, July, August. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So it's another project that I'm gonna.
You wrote it yourself?
No, not totally. Me and my other two guys that, like I say, I was in the group with, Cal and Snaps. We all come together and we all wrote that shit together. And we actually got a few more. You know what I'm saying? But that's like the first one that we're gonna start off, and then we got some more shit that ain't got nothing to do with no pimping. You know what I mean? We got a few more movies, one called Licks, and you know, a few more things coming up. So
that's dope, man.
Yeah.
Would you? And I'm only asking because a lot of people that I interview, they're just fully 100% music, and you know, they just really want to become a star.
Right.
Would you sign to a major label, or would you just want to just stay independent and doing what you're doing?
It would just have to make sense. You know what I'm saying? If it's, you know, if the numbers is right, you know, I'm a pimp, man. It's hard for me to turn money down. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, I don't want to put myself in a situation where you're getting all this shit up front and then the back end, you're looking crazy. So, you know, if it's the right situation, you know what I'm saying? I'm open to it. I ain't gonna say nah, I ain't gonna never do this or, you know, woo, because somebody may come and offer you some shit that you never would think that they would offer. You know what I'm saying? So in that situation, then yeah, I'm gonna definitely run to the paper.
I just think it's probably harder, but I just feel like it's more money in doing your own thing. You know what I'm saying?
It is, because that, man, you know, they raping you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the front and the back sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. You know, and like I say, how much Summer Walker say she getting off of? I'm like,
I don't even know, but I seen this other interview. What's the guy's name? He sing their songs. All my girls are dead. All my girls are dead. Something like that.
Yeah.
He said they gave him $7,500 for like four albums that he already did. And I was like, why would anybody? But he was explaining that at the time he was fucked up, homeless, you know what I'm saying?
That's how it be. That's what get a lot of guys in them situations, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you're in a situation where, man, you talking about trying to give me what I can get tonight.
Yeah.
You trying to give me $7,500, man, I ain't gonna get this tonight. You know, that'll keep you out of a lot of fuck situations. You know what I'm saying? But if you down bad and, you know what I'm saying, somebody offer you, you know what I'm saying, a little something, you know, you ain't even thinking about the back end. You just start thinking about what I can do right now. You know what I'm saying? And then once you take that little money and then you get with it, ooh, and then you blow up, and then once you get people around you, just wake your game up, then you're like, man, I've been fucked. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
niggas just gotta be smart, man, about that shit, and you know, I always try to see it, you know, from A to Z. You know what I mean? I tell a lot of my friends, I'm like, man, if you look at shit and always look at the worst case scenario of shit, that'll keep you out of a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I tell my, you know, I got three daughters. I always tell them that shit. You know, I always try to think, whatever you're doing, think about the worst case scenario. You know what I'm saying? And that'll probably keep you out of a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? If I get in this car and roll and smoke this weed over here to Arlington, what's the worst thing that can happen? And that you might not even smoke that blunt. Mm-hmm. You might wait till you get to where you're going.
Yeah.
And if you think about, you know, what might could happen on the way there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of times we don't think about the worst case scenario. So I feel like that's what saved me a lot in the game. Even with females going out of town and doing my thing, I always thought about, okay, if I make this move, what's the worst case that can happen? And if the worst case scenario is 30 years, if I do this, I might get 30 years. Yeah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna do something different. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, the worst case scenario may be I might get 6 months. I might go to, you know, ooh, okay, I may move on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, niggas just have to, you know.
Is that, what kind of, like what are the charges for pimping?
Shit, them shits is ridiculous now.
Really?
It's the same as getting caught with a crack. You know what I mean? Now you can get, at first, you know, it used to be, we used to get, you know, we used to make, you know, we used to make motherfucking me felony money and getting misdemeanor charges. You dig what I'm saying? Because we can go out there and make $100,000. You know, you get a pimp in the pan in charge, you know, slap on the wrist, you know, the light shit. Now they gonna hit you with human trafficking. That's five, that's starting at five. Five to 99.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you get caught with, you know, a female and she tell it on you, you understand what I'm saying? You can get 40 years. I got a cat right now, my guy Fancy. Yeah, you know, I know a few guys, man, that's yammed up. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm talking about when they case was on, the girl got on the stand and said everything you would want the chick to say. He didn't turn me out. I was home before I met him. He wasn't mean to me. He never put his hands on me. Everything that we did, it was consensual. I knew what I was getting myself into. Woo. Just still slammed him. Nah, you was just, he manipulated you, and he just had mind control over you, and he's a monster, and you didn't know what you was doing, and blam. You understand what I'm saying? If you get caught with a minor, you know what I'm saying? And please, guys, please stay away from the kids. Keep these kids out the game. You dig what I'm saying? That's the dope game, the whole game, everything. Keep these kids out of it. You dig what I'm saying? Back in the day, when you was 14, 15 years old, you had to go through an OG to be able to stand out there and do what you need to do. Now these 14, 15-year-old niggas is running the block. And that's why niggas is getting killed. You know, I mean, that's why it's a lot of bullshit. Same with these females, man. A lot of these niggas got these females out here on the blade, and that's why the blade is hot. The police will ride them down, that motherfucker. They know these bitches out here because they want to be. They 25 and up. And ain't me telling them to go home, they'll go home tonight and be right back out here tomorrow. But when it's a kid out there, now the track is hot. The feds is out there. They shaking down pimps. You know what I mean? They messing the money up for the hoes. Everything. You dig what I'm saying? So, and if you get caught with that youngster, it's over. You dig what I'm saying? They not even asking her no questions. They ain't asking no testimony. How old are you? 16? Okay. He was, you know, he can be 20. 19. Yeah, your ass, yeah, they going to fry you. You dig what I'm saying? So nigga have to be smart. You know, the laws have totally changed. You dig what I'm saying? Like I said, back in the day, you know, a bitch could get a little manifestation ticket. They write a ticket to keep her going. Now, you know, they got signs up on Harry Hines to where, you know, they letting the tricks know if they see your car doing too many U-turns or if they see your car, you know, interacting with these hoes, they finna pull you over. They gonna give you a case. You get too many of them, it's gonna be a felony. You dig what I'm saying? And it's getting real ugly. So, you know, you got to kind of know how to move through. You know, it's a lot more raindrops to kind of dodge. You dig what I'm saying? And now and that's another reason why I tell guys, be smart. You know that this, make sure that this game is something that you want to get into, because now they ain't playing fair. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day when they was giving niggas 40 years for having two crack rock pop in it, they doing the same thing to the pimps. So. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll hang your ass. So be smart. And that's why I tell niggas all the time, every female ain't for your situation. Don't be trying to force these girls into doing shit. Because once she wiggle away and get from up under you, she tell them police something, anything that they, you know, that'd be your ass. And you ain't finna go down for a couple. You know, you'll be in that motherfucker. You'll find yourself doing a major bid behind a bitch that was giving you $75 a night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she didn't want to go to work that night. You made her. And when the laws picked her up and they asked her, she was mad and crying. Yeah, she spilled the whole beans. You understand what I'm saying? And you really should have left her where you found her. She ain't even had no business even around your situation. But you greedy, you know what I mean? You avoiding all the signs. And now you got plenty of time to think about it.
God damn.
Yeah, they're going to give you plenty of time to think about it, Jack.
Yeah, I'm just getting married. I'm just getting married and stay out of the way, man.
And sometimes that's dangerous. Ask Tiger.
Yeah, you right.
Cost him a half a billy.
Yeah, you right. You right. Shit. God damn.
You know what I mean?
So, oh, you know, shit.
You gotta be careful, man. You know, like I say, that interview part of the situation is very important. You know, talk to that female and see if y'all, you know, see if she got the brains to take in what you putting out. You know what I'm saying? Because you might got your game may go over her head. And then you send her out there and she still, everything you done told her done, she ain't, you know, it didn't compute at all. Mm-hmm. So now when she out there, you know, she lose. That's how she end up in the hands of the police. Telling them, and she might not even be trying to snitch on you, but she don't know what not to say, so she end up saying the wrong thing and still get you blamed up that way too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they gotta be smart about who you got around you.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Shit.
That's why I'm rapping, man.
Yeah.
That's why, you know.
We in the studio. Yeah, we ain't on Harry Hines.
Nah, man.
We in the studio.
I might be on Harry Hines, but I'm in the studio on Harry Hines, though. Yeah, I'm in the studio on
Harry. That's right, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, leave your social, man, so people want to tap in with you, either get a feature from you or something, man.
Man, tap in with me right now, man, on IG, Rollo_THA_pimp. That's IG. On Facebook, I got my fan page, Rollo the Pimp. You can catch my personal page, Harry Hines. You dig what I'm saying? That's my name. On everything on, you know, everything else, Snapchat, Twitter, Rollo the Pimp.
That's
pull me
right,
up.
Man.
Log in or subscribe my YouTube channel, Rollo the Pimp. You get all the newest videos, this interview, everything. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see everything on that motherfucker.
That's right, man. Yo, man, Rollo the Pimp, man, I appreciate you, man, tapping in with you.
Thank you for having me, man, for real.
Absolutely.
It's definitely an honor and a pleasure, Jack.
Same here, man, same here. You didn't drop some shit on us, man. God dang. Yo, man, this has been the Tap In Podcast. Appreciate y'all for tapping in.
You did.
We out of here.